the changes in the toy box, the new toy box games, how will that affect the gameplay experience?
From my point of view, you know, I've got an 8-year-old and a 14-year-old myself, and watching them play Infinity One, all the tools were there, but they were pretty limited in what they were able to get up and going quickly. And so we just, and we were hearing from our community that they enjoyed what we were giving them, but it was only the hardcore guys that were really willing to put a lot of time in that were able to build a real experience up. And so we really wanted to go out of our ways to enhance that experience for everybody, to make it much more easy for anybody to build something much more elaborate and cool and fast. But from personal experience, I wanted to make that happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, to add on to what Jeff was saying, Patrick, I think for us, here's what we saw. Let me kind of try to paint the whole picture for you. We saw that our players were spending inside of Infinity One over 60% of their time inside of the toy box mode. And that was eye-opening for us because we obviously put a lot of development effort into our play sets. But to see that there was this type of player, and especially this Disney fan, that wanted to become the storyteller themselves was eye-opening to us. So when we started working on the second version of Infinity, we put most of our production resources against beefing up the toy box mode to allow players to, you know, get even more intricate and fancy with what they were creating. I think that the things like our auto creators, which utilize procedural generation to build brand new randomized levels for you whenever you enter the toy box, is an example of that. I think the entire interior system that we've put inside the game, so players can now put doors on objects that they create and go and modify and explore an interior, is another example of that. And I think that what's interesting is that over time, and we're just beginning to see this right now, it's going to get crazy as we head into the holidays, but the amount of user-generated content that we have up right now that players can download for free inside of the game is staggering. And the creations that they're making are really, really awesome. I think that one of the advantages that Disney Infinity has, on top of the fact that we have some of the world's most recognizable IP, is the mechanics of the characters that we've integrated into the game. There are other world builders out there, you know, your Minecraft and your Little Big Planet, but when you start looking at the movesets that the Infinity characters have and how detailed those are, whether that's range combat, or that, you know, the ability to pick up each other and throw them, or the ability to throw objects, or ledge hang, or dash, and of course the super moves that we have now, and running up walls, and web slinging, and when you start looking at kind of the breadth of the moveset that we have from a gameplay mechanics perspective, and you start marrying that with the fact that players can create anything that they can imagine, you begin to see how, as time goes on, and Infinity evolves, it will become a force to be reckoned with in the creator and builder space, which we're very excited about. We know we have a lot of work to do, but it's interesting because all of these things that we've added into the 2.0 toy box is just really the tip of the iceberg. It's going to get even more sophisticated and even cooler as we evolve the tool sets that players have to create and customize things with. Right now, I mean, last I actually went online and I downloaded a whole bunch of new toy boxes that we just approved and played them with one of my buddies. And my friend that was sitting next to me was really unaware of the fact that Infinity has, you know, this whole other piece of the pie, which is the user-generated content. I think most people at you know, first glance see play sets and they see figures. And then they see, oh, and there's this toy box thing where you can kind of play around. They don't see the fact that there is this community that is truly the backbone of Disney Infinity, that's creating content that everyone can download and experience for free. And Disney has given them the opportunity with the IP that we have to express themselves as creators and as storytellers. And I think that that's something that's really special that we're doing that not a lot of people see, especially consumers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that, and then just to kind of round it out, I mean, I liken it like this is what was happening to me last night. Have you ever gotten lost in YouTube?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, you just start watching videos.
And you forgot where you even started.
And then, like, something else gets, like, recommended, and then you click on that. And, like, pretty soon you've spent an hour surfing YouTube like you do a television, like you do cable, which I think is really interesting. So, for me, when I started doing this with UGC last night with my friend, we did the exact same thing, where we downloaded one of them, and we liked it, and then we downloaded another one and played that together, and this one was pretty good, but this one wasn't as good. Let's go try this one. And we actually just got lost for about 2 hours last night downloading content that the community had made. And he and I had already gone and played through Spider-Man, Avengers, and Guardians of the Galaxy. We had built some stuff in the toy box on our own. We played the toy box games. And then, you know, he was like, holy cow, I didn't even realize there's this entire other section of this game where you've got all of this content that's being made by people that aren't even employees of Disney Interactive. These are fans. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, this is, like, really where the heart and soul of Infinity is. And I think that that's something that is going to grow over time. I mean, Minecraft has this as well. I mean, most of the time people aren't playing, I would say, the base game of Minecraft. They're playing user-created mods of Minecraft. And I think that as we continue to nurture our community and provide user-generated content made by our community for all consumers to download, you're going to start seeing that section of the game really evolve over time as well.